It's Chicago's hottest country, US 99, kicking off Drew's Hot Lunch. I got a co-host all hour in studio. Hello, Granger Smith.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
It's good to see you, too.
We were just talking that you walk in and you have your water, but you're okay right now. You're going to go get a coffee in a moment. What's your coffee order? What are you doing?
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter a brand. You don't have a preferred. Do you have a grinder on your bus? Do you have a coffee machine on the bus?
No, nothing? We do have a Keurig on the bus. And there's a local grocery store in Texas, if you're asking. It's called HEB.
Okay.
And they have a couple different Texas blends, and I kind of like that.
You are a Texas guy. You're like a backroads guy. You're raising the family on the farm, and the pictures that you share with your audience and your fans, it looks like paradise on the farm.
Thanks. I like that you call it a farm, even though all we really grow is babies and dogs and cats and guinea pigs.
That qualifies too, right? Right. You got to cultivate the family, make sure they're growing well.
Yeah, I mean, eventually one day I would like to grow real things, but right now I'm on the road all the time, and I can't, but eventually.
Now, since it is lunchtime and you're in Chicago, what's your go-to lunch order?
On the travel channels, now that we're talking about this,
okay,
there is a steakhouse here, and they have a cake, and I'm totally blanking on these names, but this cake, it's like there's all these layers, and it's called The Meaning of Life is the name of the cake.
Okay.
And somebody could listen to this and know exactly where I'm talking about. It's a steakhouse.
Well, your person has been using Siri to find out about the Chicago Flying Days. Can you find out? I want to say, you know, we have some very famous steakhouse here. I'm going to say Chicago name, Cut,
not that
Gene
one.
And Giorgetti's.
No.
Gibson's.
There
we love
go.
Siri.
There
so that's your go-to.
I've never been there. I want to.
But you've
I'm
had the
saying,
cake.
I watched the show and I was my mouth was watering and I thought that's got to be the greatest restaurant ever.
Who are you a fan of lately? Maybe a rising star in Nashville who's just getting started and you love what they're doing.
That's a tricky question because I'm friends with probably all the rising stars because we all hang out together.
You write together, tour together.
We do all the shows together. Mm-hmm. We're aligned together on festivals. But the first name that came to my mind when you said that was probably William Michael Morgan.
Just because, I met a girl.
Just a sweetheart of a guy. And, you know, we text every day and you just kind of look after each other and, hey, how's it going, brother? Even though I'm older than him, but mm-hmm. but we have a really cool friendship.
Did you have a mentor like that when you were coming up as well?
No, I wish I did. I actually didn't. And I wish that I could say that. And because I didn't really have a mentor, we were kind of on a very different path.
Mm-hmm.
But because I didn't, it makes me want to really reach out to a lot of the younger guys.
Like paying it forward, giving back a little bit.
Yeah, it makes me feel good. It makes me feel good to quickly give out my number and say, hey, let me know if you ever need anything.
It's Drew's Hot Lunch. It's US 99. It's all request. What am I playing for you? You're the DJ, Granger. What are we playing today?
Let's play some William Michael Morgan. We're gonna be doing a run with Chris Lane coming up, so we could do some.
He's
some
a great person. We saw him a couple weeks ago.
Another good guy, and I'm probably gonna mention just the really good guys that I enjoy hanging with.
NFL season opened last night with the Panthers and the Broncos. Bears play on Sunday. Are you a fan of NFL football?
I am. I like the Dallas Cowboys.
How do you feel about Tony Romo being out again for 6 to 10
for
weeks?
The first time,
third season in a row.
First time in a long time. I'm not really that upset about it. I don't know if I'm either getting used to it or I feel like we kind of have some depth there.
Do you do fantasy football?
This year I stopped.
Okay.
Because it takes away my enjoyment of a Sunday watching football.
Because you're constantly looking at how did my quarterback do?
I'm constantly looking at my phone and worried about things that really don't matter.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna see how this season goes with no fantasy football.
I told your fans that you were coming in to spend lunchtime today. Becky wanted to know, how many overalls do you own?
How many overalls? Well, I have the original overalls in the original Earl Dibbles video are Sears brand.
Okay.
Then Liberty Bibs comes forward and says, hey, we want to make your overalls. And so then they just started sending me some. Because it has a little American flag on it. They're
do you
awesome.
Do like a, you do a fresh pair every week, every show?
No. I have a pair at home that I shoot Dip 'Em and Pick 'Em for CBS with.
Okay.
And then I have one pair on the road. And then I probably have, you know, a couple boxes of other ones, but they're brand new. I haven't opened them.
We mentioned your kids earlier. I'm curious the last time your kids made you laugh out loud based on something they were doing.
I'm laughing just thinking about my kids doing things that make me laugh, but it's kind of a daily thing. I actually showed my tour manager, Chris, I showed him a picture yesterday that I got from my son, Lincoln. He's 2, and my daughter went to preschool. She's 4, and he didn't know that they were taking her to school. He was with his grandmother, and he got really upset because he wanted to drop her off at school. So he just, whenever he gets upset, he just lays down face first wherever he is, which in this case was the road.
Okay.
And so he's just laying, and it's a dirt road.
And you're like, get out of the road. You're already going to be dirty. And is it just silence though, right?
Just silence. He just lays there with his face planted in his hands, face down.
I so appreciate you coming in early and spending the entire lunchtime with us. Before you leave, the one thing you want your fans to know.
It doesn't really matter, but I hope that people know how much the crowd affects us. And I probably can't speak for every band, but we call the fans, the crowd, every night, we usually refer to them as the sixth band member. There's five of us, and they make six. And a good show depends largely on them. And we could come out and generally play the same show each night, but if they're into it and they're performing well, that makes us better. It makes the whole night better. And when people come to the show and they go, amazing show, mm-hmm. So much of what they're saying is not us performing. It's they're watching the crowd and them
being in a group experience.
The group experience, yes.
That is awesome.
And I hope that people realize just how important that is to me and my guys.
Well, we're so excited to see you at Joe's Live tonight in Rosemont. We so appreciate you hanging early today and hope you have a great afternoon in Chicago, and we can't wait to see you tonight.
Thanks, buddy.